You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I love it so much, Juno. Shut the fuck up.
Aww, Juno's mad at you.
Stop laughing, this is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson, your completely disorganized, coming down from a caffeine overuse. It's nice to be sleeping in my own bed, friend.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney, your Korean washcloth loving, buying art like a maniac, Dorito eating friend.
And every week, Kathleen and I get together to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, Kathleen, what are we talking about?
We're taking a look back at the year 2020, some of the topics we did. And then also just like general bullshitting like friends tend to do.
Yeah, it's the last show of the year. Everything is falling apart. So before we started recording, I pulled my microphone down. I have this arm right here if you're watching video. And yeah. The thing that connects the microphone to whatever it's using as a stand just snapped in half. So I am holding my microphone by its body.
It's like being a famous like cellist or violin player and you only know how to play on this one instrument and every other violin you sound like shit on, and then right before your big Carnegie Hall concert it breaks in half,
randomly breaks in half. So that happened. I can't find my camera, my video camera that we normally use to record this. That's missing. It might be at my mom's house. So everything is just sort of falling apart.
You know, but in the spirit of 2020, we are recording this over Zoom today. We're using Neil's Zoom because we're maybe thinking about getting a professional account so we can do fun things with taste buds and whatnot. But I have to say that maybe all of this crap is happening because tonight is the full moon, I believe.
Ooh.
Right? And so the last full moon of the year, shouldn't we all be saging with some sort of garbage?
Let me look at my Llewellyn's Witch's Datebook 2020. Hold on a second. What's the date today as we record this? It's the Long Night's Moon. It's a full moon.
December 29th. Yeah. So it's Tuesday. So I'm going to – I don't have any sage on hand. I mean, like the dried sage that you see people waving around.
Yeah.
Can I just go to the spice cabinet, put a little bit in a little ceramic bowl and then walk around the house?
I mean, I think it has to be like braided. I don't know. I don't know if you can use regular sage or not. I need to get out the glue gun
and like make a braid of sage and ribbons.
I think if you want to just open all your windows, because it's important to open all your windows when you sage, like open all your windows, do a blessing in every room. I think that is, you know, that's a good...
Okay, you say a blessing like I'm supposed to know what that is. What do I Google? Pagan blessing?
No, I don't think... I think you can write your own blessing. You know, whenever I do anything like that, I sort of write my own. And so I will say, I would normally say something like, you know, any spirits and energies that are here that are not welcome, please leave. You are not wanted here. Any positive energies, please feel free to stay. You know, bless this house, all people and animals, and all who enter here. Just something like,
oh, that's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, you know, just like write whatever you want.
Off the top of your head. All right, let me give it a try. If you are a dark spirit, but you're into sarcasm and not evilness, please stay. Have a cup of tea. If you are a spirit of light, also please stay, yeah. But not if you're going to be too cheery all the time, because I'm not into that.
You know, the specificity is important. I think that's good. Kathleen, how was your Christmas?
Christmas was great. In the spirit of Zoom today, recording this podcast on Zoom, I tried to cook a roast chicken with my brother over Zoom on Christmas Eve. Turns out cooking with someone on Zoom is zero amounts of fun.
Really?
Yeah, because he's like, stop bossing me around. I'm like, but I know how to do it. You don't know how to do it.
But like, you're teaching him. Isn't that sort of what teaching is kind of bossing?
He's got issues with touching raw chicken. But the whole point of making roast chicken, French roast chicken with like delicious drippings and into the celery and the carrots, and you rub it with butter under the skin, ugh, over the skin.
Yuck.
See, you're making a face. You're a
vegetarian. Maybe he's not supposed to be a meat eater. Because there is something really upsetting about touching the skin. Because it's skin. Yeah. You're touching skin. You're cooking skin.
You put the butter under the skin and then over the skin and then thyme and salt and pepper, and it's covering your hands. And then it's kind of like a moisturizer. You got to wash real good, but like lingering butter, you know, gets in between those cracks and those fingers.
Yeah,
and
then
stuff.
You smell like, do you smell like chicken?
Yeah, and then you smell like chicken, but then you roast the chicken, you eat it, it's delicious. did you get anything good for Christmas? What did your family give you?
Oh my gosh. I was so lucky. So from every person in my family, like, you know, you have your wish list for your dad's side, yes, if your parents are divorced, and you have your wish list for your mom's side, because they're probably not going to talk to each other to like chat about what you're getting. Yeah. So I usually put different things just to make life easier for people if they need inspo. But on everyone's list this year, I wanted these mice that hold. Each mouse holds a single light bulb. So they're these little golden mice, and they each hold, yes, a light bulb, right?
Wait, Bethany, I sent that to you.
Yes, you're right. You did. You sent that to me. So
I did. They're the mouse lamps from Etsy.
I put them all on my wish list. And if you have a lot of them, then what it looks like is a bunch of tiny mice all holding light bulbs. And so it looks like these tiny mice are all lighting up. They're so cute. So anyway, I got 5 of them.
No, you didn't. I'm so jealous.
So excited. And so that was like the biggest thing. My dad got me one. My sister got me one. My mom got me 3. And they're going to be so cute together. They're all in little different poses. And I'm going to try to set that up today. I'm really psyched.
So freaking jealous. You know, life is too short to not lean into the whimsy.
Exactly.
I have just realized, and there is this girl who used to live in Hoboken. Her name is also Kathleen. And she has 2 Instagrams. And one, she's an art teacher. She's adorable. And one of her Instagrams is this house that she just bought with her boyfriend. And it's all about like, she's such a good decorator. She's really into color, as, you know, art teachers are. The account is @onehouse2styles, all spelled out, no numbers in that. And she had this whole post last night about how she's so disappointed with her new couch because her old couch was green.
Yeah.
But she bought a new one and she wanted to play it safe, and she decided to not lean into the whimsy, and now she's so disappointed. She hates her new couch. It's way too safe. She misses her green couch. 2021, the year that we lean into the whimsy.
Absolutely. Buy the things that you want to buy. Like, couches are not the place to play it safe. Couches can be your pop of color. Why can they not be your pop of color?
Yes. Do not play it safe.
Get yourself a golden velvet couch. How comfortable is that damn thing going to be to lay on? So comfortable.
So comfortable. And, you know, it's like they make couches now that are so much more affordable than they used to be. And all of these amazing fabrics that once upon a time was unattainable.
Yeah.
I leaned into the whimsy last week. I'm waiting for it to come in the mail still. I have this piece of art from West Elm that I didn't like, and it's like felt, and when it arrived, because I guess like it's handmade, it looked a little bit different than the one that was on the website.
Gotcha.
So I bought felt succulents from Etsy, and I'm going to adhere it, like sew it onto this piece of art that I have on the part that I don't like.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like this beautiful succulent, you know, whatever collage.
That's a great idea. You do not have to feel that art is precious unless it's, you know, like sometimes it is. Yeah. But if it's something that, let's say you bought like a big thing from IKEA, like one of those big giant pieces of art, and it's a double-decker London bus and you don't love it, you are allowed to do something to it. You're allowed to paint on top of it. You're allowed to like paint swirls around it or like paint the frame.
Yeah, if the frame is good, then like put something else in it. Or I think the coolest thing that I have ever seen is when people take just like IKEA art and then paint the frames a really bright color. So it's not the same thing that you're seeing over and over and over again.
Another thing that's a really good idea is take, if it's like a print you have that maybe you're bored with, take it and cut it into three pieces and then hang those three pieces next to each other. So now you have a triptych instead of just your basic boring whatever. You can just like cut it into equal portions. And now you have, that's a thing you have.
Bethany, you.
And now you have three things you don't love very much instead of just one. Because more is always better. You know? And the worst is if it's like a picture of painting of two people and they both get their faces cut right in half. Didn't work out well at all.
It's art, artiste.
It's a choice. It's always a choice. Oh, Kathleen, by the way, I have to ask you.
Yeah.
What's a Korean washcloth?
Oh, Bethany. Okay, I'm throwing away my loofah. Loofers are for suckers.
Loofers are for suckers.
Korean washcloths, or where is that? I'm a sucker for videos on Instagram where it looks like people are sloughing off large amounts of skin, which is why I did a dry shave on my face this morning with my husband's razor. And I'll tell you, I'm not hating it. Like, I just, you know, I took his razor, just ran it over my skin.
Yeah.
I hear it's a great way to exfoliate. But Korean washcloths are essentially these little pieces of cloth. I think the three came in the packet that I got on Amazon for like $5.99. And then it's an extra rough washcloth that you scrub your skin with. It's, you exfoliate all over your body.
What is it like tear? I'm trying to figure out how this would slough off skin. Is it like terry cloth?
No. It's like rough. It's very rough.
Oh.
And I don't even know what the fabric is. It's some sort of synthetic, like this fabric doesn't grow in nature, you know?
Can you imagine you walked into like a clearing and it was just terry cloth trees? Oh, and they come already rolled.
Okay. Well, here's the thing about loofahs is that they suck up all your soap. Yes, it feels luxurious, but I feel like you're wasting a lot of product.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Also, a lot of bacteria. There's a lot of nooks and crannies for bacteria to grow in.
Yeah.
And there's this tiny little washcloth that just fits over like the tip of my hand, and then I go everywhere, all over my body.
Is it safe enough to use on your face, or is it a little bit too much for your face?
Too rough for your face. Too rough.
You know what I'm really excited about?
Yeah.
Because I do need to exfoliate my face, but I won't use these. I have like a new level of cystic acne that I am breaking out with. And the exciting part about it, Kathleen, not just breaking out on my cheeks, breaking out on my neck. Because you know what? 2021 is all about finding new places to put your cystic acne. It can pop up anywhere. And what an exciting moment it is when you wake up in the morning, you get to figure out who the new friend is and where he's put himself. And right now he's put himself along my jawline, all along my cheeks, and I'm just choosing to see it as a blessing. You know, it's like the friend I hadn't met yet. Cystic acne.
You know what? There's no better way. I'm so sorry to hear about your dang cystic acne.
It's
like, honestly, fuck cystic acne.
You know what? It's fine. Like, if that's the worst thing that's happening, I'm lucky.
You know, it's the way that 2021 is welcoming you into its womb of familiarity.
Yes.
Familiarity.
2021, the year of familiarities.
Do you have a resolution that you're working on yet for 2021?
You know, I don't really do them.
Yeah.
So no, I think, you know, mine are more, I haven't really thought about it. I guess if I have one, it's probably more skill-based. So Like, I want to be able to invert in the air.
Normal.
In aerial. And I want to be able to, I want my oversplit, which is like when you split, but then you oversplit, I guess. Like,
yeah.
So my goal is to like get my oversplit, but nothing, anytime I've made a resolution about like being a better person or whatever, I've just failed. I feel like you're setting yourself up for failure. What about you, Kathleen? What are your resolutions this year?
My resolution is to spend the least amount of money as possible. So I've been really going balls to the wall leading up into Jan 1. I've been purchasing art. I've been purchasing power strips in vibrant colors. Just really anything I can get my hands on.
So you're basically just spending all the money you can now, because then you won't spend it later.
Precisely. I think last year we did the anti-resolutions. Like, neither one of us made any resolutions.
That's something I can win, you know?
Wow. The beginning of 2020 feels like it was so far away, even though it wasn't far away. It feels like it was 17 years ago.
So off the air, you were telling me some things that happened in 2020, and I did not believe you. You mentioned that the movie Midsommar was in 2020. And I remember seeing that. There's no way that was 2020.
So in the beginning of 2020, we were talking about, the movie Midsommar, which we both loved so much. It came out in 2019, but people weren't really talking about it until 2020.
Yeah, man.
We were talking about the movie Parasite. That was this year.
That feels just, God, I hope we can look back at this month and see a huge change over the year. Like, because right now I don't know how I've changed, but I hope I've changed a lot in 2020 to make all of this worth it.
We were talking a lot about not buying Amazon makeup from Amazon. Remember that?
Yes.
That Netflix investigative documentary thing?
I think you saved a lot of us, Kathleen, when you talked about that, because I've stopped buying makeup from Amazon because it's not safe. It's not real.
There's rat poison in the makeup that you buy from Amazon.
Sometimes.
We talked a lot about the show Fleabag.
Yes. 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 Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you seen ads for the new Mayim Bialik TV show?
No.
I think it's called Cat. And she and Jim Parsons, I know, are executive producing it. And there's some other people on board. A lot of people from the Ryan Murphy players are on it. Like Cheyenne Jackson is involved, I know.
Okay.
And it looks like Fleabag, but American and multicam, because she talks to the audience. She like tracks the camera and looks at the camera and talks to us, her friends, just like Fleabag. And I was like, oh, I love Mayim Bialik, but I don't know about this.
Mayim Bialik, is she an anti-vaxxer?
Is she?
I know she's a co-sleeper.
But she's also super sciency.
She's super sciency too.
I don't know.
She got divorced because her and her husband couldn't have sex in their bed anymore because their children were always sleeping in it. That is my quick understanding of memes that I've absorbed about my
which is where we get all of our information. She said, I'm not anti, my kids are vaccinated. I'm looking at her Twitter.
Okay, cool. Good. So I'll watch her show. 2020, what a scam. Do you remember when you and Dennis came over for a vegan dinner party?
Nope.
That was this year.
That was this year.
That was for Valentine's Day. And I fed you guys sugar pasta.
You're right. That was Valentine's Day. Dude, it feels so unsafe. I remember I had a dream or something where I was hanging out with a friend, and in the dream I was thinking, this isn't safe. So it's permeated our subconscious now, which is a damn shame.
2020 is a scam.
Yeah.
You know what else is a scam?
What else?
Lattes.
Why?
I've been cleaning out my kitchen and I found an IKEA frother.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a $5 frother.
Yeah.
Instead of the $99 one that you can buy on, I don't know, Williams Sonoma or whatever. And so I've been frothing everything. Do you know that you can increase something's volume by 75% by just frothing it?
Well, that makes sense. You're adding air.
So when you get a latte or anything frothed, you're literally just paying for air. You're not paying for anything.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is when people order... So, you know, a cappuccino is just the espresso and frothed milk. Like, there's no actual liquid milk. It's just supposed to be foam, right?
It's a scam.
Right. It is a scam. And so we would have people, when I worked at Starbucks, order venti cappuccinos, which is espresso and then just a big 20 ounces of foam.
Foam.
So you're paying.
Don't do it.
Foam. Do you know what? Can I tell you what is a scam?
Yeah.
Live results shows.
Yes.
Because you are watching nothing until the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching just filler for 2 to 3 to 4 hours.
And how do they get those results in and counted when we can't even count votes for a presidential election?
I mean,
how do they do it?
I feel like one has to be more accurate than the other, but I'm not going to say which.
You know what else is a scam?
What?
Fancy running sneakers. They don't make you run faster.
No, they don't, unfortunately. They do not.
Why don't they?
I know. I have another scam.
Okay.
Anything that claims to be anti-aging, unless it's retinol, it's not. They're lying to you.
Are they, though? Yeah. Isn't there other stuff that's anti-aging? That's
not clinically retinol? Proven. Not from what I heard on YouTube. You know, another thing that is a scam? I have so many thoughts.
Yeah.
Teasers at the beginning of commercial breaks on reality TV shows. If they're like, you know, after the ad and they show someone flipping a table and then you come back and that person flips a table because they tripped, not because they're mad. It's like, it's not what you think it's going to be. And it's always a scam.
And it's a scam about how much content you're getting by watching that show, because they're going to show that table flip at least 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scam.
It's a scam.
It's not new footage. Not new footage. You know what else is a scam?
What?
Paying for water.
Yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it. That's
Why
dumb.
Why do you gotta pay for water? So water is free. It comes from the sky.
It does. It comes from the sky. You can also get it from your faucet. 2 different sources of water, and we're paying for it.
Netflix is a scam. Have you been opening your Netflix to find out, like, to see that message? It's like, next year you'll be paying $17.99.
Yeah. They gotta fund all that new content.
But you know what? Where else am I going to go for, amazing content? I'm going to pay it. It's a scam, but I'm going to pay it.
Do you know what else? I have another scam.
What?
Spirit guides? Look, as a spirit guide, their whole purpose is to help us out. But apparently, they also just stand by as we make really dumb choices, like dating that guy we went to high school with. So if you're a spirit guide, your sole job is to guide me, yet you apparently just yawn and look away as I'm responding to DMs from Derek Engadahl. And like, to me, if you're an employee, that's a fireable offense. If you have time to lean, you have time to clean. You know?
Do you have a spirit guide that you're angry at?
I'm just saying, I'd like a little bit more interactivity with my spirit guides. If your job is to make sure that I am okay in life, then fucking step in every once in a while, Blanche. You know?
Blanche. You know what else is a scam?
What?
Fancy workout gear. High performance workout gear.
Why? I feel like it pulls you in and out.
Doesn't make you work out anymore, even though every time I buy it, I think I'm going to work out more. It's a scam.
It's a scam. You know what? I have one more that's a scam. Load-bearing pillars. And here's why. So if you're in a really big room, the load-bearing pillars get in the way and they obstruct your vision. But if you cut them down, the whole building falls in. So it's really a lose-lose. Yes.
That's called physics. That's not a scam, Bethany.
It's a total scam. If they're there, they get in the way. If they're not there, the building falls in. We all lose either way. No one wins with a load-bearing pillar.
Speaking of scams, you know what else is a scam? College essays. Mm. Because no one is ever really writing anything that they truly care about in college essays.
Unless you have really had it tough, you don't know what to write about in your college essay. Like, if you emigrated here and had to sneak across a border, that's a great essay. But if you're like a dumb 18-year-old like I was, you don't know what to write your essay on and you bullshit it.
You, in the beginning of the year, you were saying how you wrote a college essay about you were the baby dolphin and St. Cloud University.
St. Cloud State University was the mother dolphin pushing me to the surface of the water to get my first breath.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know what? It worked. It got me into college.
You know, that should be our theme for season 5, which we're launching in our first episode of 2021. we're all at some point in our lives, either baby dolphins or dolphin moms, and we have to push each other collectively to the top so we can all come up for some motherfucking air in the year 2021.
Yeah, I think that that's a very apt metaphor that we should all do. We should all get dolphin anklets. Like, we live in Florida.
Like, we're on spring break and it's junior year.
Yeah, exactly. Puka shells and dolphin anklet.
Oh my God. And can we get those spray paint t-shirts where friends forever? And it's like all these like girls with their butts and they're like holding hands and you just see the back of them. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're all going to have sunglasses on and we're going to be far apart, not because of corona, but because we're introverts.
Ain't no party like an introvert party because an introvert party don't start. You like my song?
Which one of our taste buds wrote that or sang that?
Hannah left you a birthday voicemail. Yes. And ever since I listened to Hannah's voicemail, I've been singing that out loud. And it's driving Neil absolutely bonkers.
That's because he doesn't understand it. That's because he's not a true introvert. No, we love a party that doesn't start.
We should put that on a sweatshirt. What do you say?
We should put that on everything.
Speaking of everything, I have a totally unrelated question for you. How'd you sleep last night?
Not great. How about you?
I couldn't fall asleep.
Why not? What's going on?
I've really been trying to up my nutrition game.
Okay.
Because I'm not feeding my body the type of nutrients that I need to feed it to feel good. And so yesterday, I don't think I ate enough. I didn't eat enough. And I'm sitting in bed and I cannot sleep when I'm hungry. Like, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have that problem when you're starving? You have to get up and eat a little something before you can sleep?
I mean, yeah, you should too, because your body is going to be trying to repair cells overnight. And it can't do that if it's starving.
My dinner was just not big enough. And our friend Vanessa Rosetto, who we talked to back in November, she is the official registered dietitian to the podcast. She put this thing. It was either on her Instagram or on Kulina Health, which is her nutrition company. It was that you need to eat carbs at night if you are not sleeping well.
Oh, good to know. That makes sense, yes. Though, right?
Yeah.
Because your body is just like, your body's trying to get through the night. And if you're like, I know people who go to bed starving, and I used to be one of those people. And it makes you feel like, yeah, I'm going to lose weight. But you're also literally starving your body of what it needs to get through a long night, of things it needs to do.
And then you wake up with a headache.
Yep.
And you're restless because your body can't fall into a deep sleep. So what did we say last episode? 2021, the year of the alien.
Yep.
And then, so this episode, now we're up to 2021, the year of mother dolphins pushing their baby dolphins to the surface, and then 2021, the year that we eat carbs at night.
Yes. God, we're all going to feel so good in 2021, she said, knowing that's not going to be the case.
Let's play a clip, Bethany.
This was earlier in the year where I talked about avoidance coping.
Ooh, that is one of my favorite topics that you've ever done.
Yeah, I love this topic. So we talked about how if you have a lot of stresses, you should sing them, and that will help you feel what you need to feel in order to like not avoid what you're trying to do.
That's right.
For example,
is it Lavender Diffusion?
No, it's better. Singing your intrusive thoughts to the tune of a familiar song.
That's what Oprah does.
Really?
Yeah, you know, she goes, you know, Oprah's always singing. She's like, oh.
Like, she does, but this is for like bad things. It's like, I think I'm gonna die because I gotta go mail, and I think it's gonna kill me, but I gotta do it anyway.
You know, or like, or somebody has wronged you, like your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whatever broke up with you, and you're like, he's a crazy fucking asshole.
Yes, exactly. It helps. It works.
It does.
It works.
Bethany, sing one for you right now.
I have bags and bags of laundry that are sitting in my bathroom, and I think they're gonna kill me, but they're probably just a bag, and I gotta take them downstairs, and the guy is gonna wait because he's never not waited, and he's actually really nice.
You know what?
What's yours?
What you guys couldn't see. So when Bethany was singing that, I was dancing, and then right as I knew she was gonna end, I did like jazz hands. Bethany, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Now you sing one about mail.
Okay. I have to mail my cousin's toothbrush because he came to my house in August and left it there. And it's one of those fancy toothbrushes that are powered by batteries. Woo! And then he hasn't brushed his teeth in 6 months. And it's up to me to save his oral health.
It helps.
This feels so good.
Yeah, it feels much better.
Why haven't I been implementing this for the entire year of 2020?
Because it escaped our mind as soon as we finished talking about it, like most things.
Okay, I want to try it again. My mom is coming over for New Year's Eve, so I'm going to make a song about cleaning.
Okay, you can do this.
La la la. All right. I have to clean my apartment because there are tumbleweeds of cat hair. I have clothes that are unorganized and too many shoes, but I still want more shoes.
I like the little coda at the end.
It's good, right?
That was really
good.
Your
turn. Go ahead, Bethany.
Everyone's texting me. And everyone needs an email responded to right now, except I can't because I'm trying to do my damn job, and so I'm getting all distracted, even though I'm trying to be a good person. So please stop texting me, and I'll email you back when I get around to it.
That's amazing. That was a good song.
Thanks.
What was that? Consider yourself.
Is that what it was? I was like, consider how do I know this melody?
Part of the family.
What's that from?
What? It's.
Is it Oliver? Is it from Oliver?
Spare. I don't know. Yeah,
I think it's
Oliver,
from Oliver.
Probably.
I think like one of the other scummy kids sings it to him. You know, like you're part of the like, you're part of the thieving family now, love.
One of my favorite clips from the year, in a less serious note than an orphan searching for love, when my mom told me that she bought a bathing suit that had pants.
I remember this.
It's because I was talking about how much I loved my ribbed bathing suit from Target.
Yeah, yeah.
So as a little side note, the other day my mom called me. She's like, Kathleen, put your husband on the phone. Like, what would you do if your mom called you and said that about Dennis? Bethany, put Dennis on the phone.
I mean, I would just assume they were plotting something against me. What were they doing? Were
she couldn't figure out how to use the remote
on the TV. But remotes are actually really complicated now, you know?
I thought somebody died.
No. Should we listen to this clip about your mom?
Yeah, and the bathing suits.
Okay.
Next on my list, ribbed bathing suits. Have you ever purchased a ribbed bathing suit? Because I have, and it's amazing, and I love it. It makes me feel sexy.
Ribbed.
Ribbed.
Explain, like the fabric is ribbed?
Yeah, the fabric is ribbed.
Or it has boning in it?
No. The fabric is ribbed. Like a ribbed tank top. Yeah.
Oh, I've never.
Yeah. It's my new favorite thing. Got it from Target. Cost me $39.99. It's Kelly Green.
It? Oh, makes me feel love it.
Sexy. So sexy.
Kelly Green, I bet, looks really good on you.
Thank you. My mom recently told me she bought a bathing suit that has pants. Pants.
How long are the pants?
I said, Mom, are you kidding me? You got one life to live. Who cares? Who cares?
And she's newly single. Like, isn't there a beau in her life that you think maybe there's a beau in her life?
Yeah, she broke up with him.
Uh-oh.
He's gone, I think. I think it's for the better. But anyway, pants.
Now's her time to show off those ankles.
A bathing suit, pants. I said, Ma, where are you going swimming? We have a pool in the backyard. Who in the backyard is going to judge you? The squirrels? Get out of here.
How long are the pants? What do the pants look like? Are they tight or are they like a palazzo? Did we ever find out what the pants looked like?
No, because we didn't get the pool open this summer. It was just like we had too much to do. And so next summer, the pool will be open. You and Dennis are invited over for an epic pool party. And then we'll get to see MB's, her swimming pants.
So she never described them to you.
No, but you know what? This has me thinking. Do you know anybody my mom's age that's single? Because she needs a boyfriend.
You're also one of those people, Kathleen, that's always trying to hook people up. We were just talking about a taste bud of ours, and you were like, I wonder if I can find anyone single for them. And I'm like, they may not need anybody single.
That's why when you were single and you were like really adamant that you didn't want to date anybody, I was like, but Bethany.
Here, hold on. I'm looking up swimsuits with pants.
Swimsuits with pants. Anyway.
They look like yoga pants.
2021, the year of the swimsuit. By golly, if this vaccine doesn't come through, I am renting an apartment in Hawaii for the summer. And that is where I'm going to spend my whole summer in quarantine in a bathing suit.
Now, you can get a bathing suit from Summersalt, which is basically a long sleeve dress made out of swimsuit material, and then under the dress there are yoga pants that go with it.
Listen, I am respectful of cultures where women have to stay covered up.
Yeah,
I understand it. It's a cultural thing. But if you don't have to, life is too damn short to wear bathing suits with pants.
You know, I would wear this bathing suit with pants if the colors were better. I just don't like the design. It looks like I'm working for some sort of military underwater establishment. But in a dress.
Okay. I have another really good clip.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to remember this clip.
What is it?
There was an episode earlier in the year that I found this clip just this morning. You were talking about all of the things that you need, special skills you need to have if you're a Navy SEAL.
Yes. Yes.
And you are casually quizzing me about items that you can hide in body cavities.
Sorry, just made myself cough. Well, you know, I would say do not play this as a team building exercise, but it's definitely fun for the whole family. Okay, so this is a quiz. I'm going to give you some quizzes. Mm. What escape tools could you not hide inside a tampon applicator in your body?
You couldn't.
So I'm going to list some things. Okay. You tell me yes or no, you could put this in a tampon applicator in your body.
Ooh, this is fun.
Money.
Yes, you could put that in a tampon applicator.
Yep. Key.
Yeah, you could put that.
Totally. Uh-huh. A compass.
Yes, you could put that.
Small one.
Uh-huh.
A lockpick tool.
Yeah, you could put that.
Yeah. A razor blade.
I'm going to say, yeah, you could put
you
that.
You could. Mm-hmm. A softball bat.
No, you could not put that. No,
that'd be silly. Uh-huh. A headlamp.
No.
No, too big.
I mean, it could be a small headlamp.
Well, how successful are you going to be at using that headlamp if it's small?
True, true.
Small cord.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. Those are some things you can hide inside your body.
Okay, so speaking of headlamps,
yes.
Because you cannot fit them in a body cavity.
No.
My sister got a headlamp for Christmas this year, and she could not have been more excited about receiving
yes,
a headlamp.
Absolutely. I find myself utilizing my headlamp more and more every day during quarantine. I mean, for pedicures, when you need to get down there and really see what's going on in your toe jam, excellent.
You also use it in the night in the dark to go to the bathroom, don't you?
Exactly.
Do you remember, Kathleen, when we went to the Grand Canyon, you and I slept in separate tents, however. We had this one guy who came alone in our group.
Yes.
He became sort of everyone's child. Like, we all loved him and wanted to take care of him because he was so enthusiastic but very clueless about the world. And there was one night that I was asleep in the tent with our friend Sam, and we got really scared because we saw a light coming towards us, through the tent material.
Yes.
And we were like, what is that? And then we hear, I don't remember this guy's name, but then we hear him, like, he runs into our tent and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And we were like, dude, you can't do that. The bathroom's over there. And he was like, okay, hold on. I don't know how to turn my headlamp off. And then a pause. And then his headlamp started strobing.
Yes. Yes.
Like, we were so scared and so tired and so relieved. And he just like ambled away in the dark.
You know what? We need to normalize regular headlamp use for the year 2021, because we need all the help and the light that we can get. Because when we start to be able to go out in the world again in 2021,
yeah,
like we're Bambi, like we're putting on our legs, like, what is this, a party? What is this, coffee without a mascot? I mean, headlamp might help that transition. Lead the way.
It's really, really strange that I wonder how long it's going to take for us to feel comfortable not using a mask. Like, I think it's going to be at least another year before it's safe. And I wonder, I don't know, I think I'll probably be wearing masks for kind of a long time.
First of all, masks are the best idea ever. When it's cold outside, keeps my face nice and warm.
Oh, totally. I would never put a scarf over my face because I was worried about ruining my makeup, but like, I'm not going to put makeup under my mask anyway, so you might as well scarf it up.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Though I did read an article on the very relatable publication, Town and Country Magazine.
Of course, we all read it.
That lipstick sales are up because in tough times, people lean on lipstick to make them feel alive and powerful.
That makes sense. I've been buying lipstick and nail polish like it's going to be, you know, rationed soon.
You're not alone. Town and Country says humans are wearing lipstick under their masks.
Okay, so I want to take a hard left, Kathleen.
Okay.
But I do need to talk about a gift that I know this isn't like a year in review topic at all, but whatever, hard left. Dennis got me a birthday present this year that I am of two minds about.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Was it a diaphragm?
No. Okay, I'm gonna get it right now. Okay, so I'm gonna put down my broken microphone. One second.
I have zero insight into why my brain just guessed a diaphragm.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so do you remember the doll Annabelle?
Isn't that what they made those movies about?
Yeah, and she's based on a real doll.
Mm-hmm.
The real Annabelle doll was a Raggedy Ann doll, is a Raggedy Ann doll.
Okay.
Still exists. She's in a glass case of emotion.
As we all are when we're quarantining.
As we all are. So over the holidays, Dennis and I quarantined, and then we went to my family for Christmas. And socially distanced, we all were very, very safe. But we always do my birthday on December 23rd, and then the next day we start celebrating Christmas. So December 23rd comes and goes.
Yeah.
We open presents. Everything's great. Later on in the day, I'm walking over to the kitchen table to get cupcakes, as you do on Christmas.
Yeah.
And there is a giant gift on the table, and it just says Bethany on it. And it's written in this little girl's handwriting. And so I assumed it was from one of my nieces.
Yeah.
I open it up, and there is a vintage Raggedy Ann doll, complete with button eyes. None of these painted on eyes bullcrap. They're button eyes. It's the Knickerbocker, the original Raggedy Ann, the doll with a heart. And on it is this little note on cardboard written in little girl handwriting. So again, I'm assuming it's from my nieces and I'm very confused. And it says, "Dear Bethany, years ago, I was separated from my dear sister, Annabelle. I'm so happy I have finally found a new home with you. Please do not make me mad. Love, Isabel."
You're haunted. You're officially haunted.
I got a freaking haunted doll.
You got a haunted doll.
And again, I feel awful because Dennis was like, "What mystery has befallen us?" Because I'm always torturing him and then asking him what mystery has befallen. And I didn't get it because I still thought it was from my nieces. And I was like, how do they know? Anyway, finally.
You know, he worked so hard his little girl handwriting.
Hard. And mm-hmm. I need to post about it on social. Everything was a flurry. But I am so proud of him.
Yeah.
And so mad at him for bringing this little demon doll into my life.
First of all, it's very vintage. It's a little bit terrifying, but also does that dress come in my size? Because I'm very into looking like I've been farming the fields and baking bread all day with like some peasant frocks.
I mean, this does have, you know, you love a bib. You love a smocked dress.
I love a good bib. You know, like right now I'm wearing my favorite grandma sweater because this is how I'm closing out the year. But this outfit would be even better if it had a bib.
By the way, this doll is older than us. This doll was made in 1979.
Who has the wherewithal to preserve this doll in such good condition? Who in 1979 was like, this Raggedy Ann doll is going to make me some money on eBay in the year 2020?
Exactly. Like, that person had foresight. So anyway.
That's, you know what, creepy. Creeptastic. Can we take another hard left?
Please. Let's just keep going in a circle.
I don't want you to be jealous.
I will, though.
But I have a coffee shop.
Wait, what?
Bethany, a coffee shop, an adorable little coffee shop, has opened my neighborhood.
What?
I'm talking quietly because I feel very passionate about this coffee shop. Bethany, it's adorable. At first, I was like, I hate this coffee shop because the butcher closed and then the coffee shop opened. And I'm like, where am I going to get my spatchcock chickens?
Where indeed?
But it's called The Hive. It's
The Hive.
The Hive. You walk in. It's so adorable. The colors are perfect. There's terrazzo tile everywhere.
I don't know what that is.
It's these bright, you know, terrazzo tile. It's that old tile from the 70s that has like flecks of stone in it that is more popular now. Mandy Moore has it all over her bathroom.
Fun for her. That sounds lovely.
Yeah. When you're
okay, I'll Google.
Google terrazzo tile. Anyway. Okay. So I go in a couple weeks ago, probably about 3 weeks ago, and I make friends with the owner.
The owner? Well,
there's two owners, but I made friends with one of them. Bethany, they know my name. They know my order. I come in. I chat like I'm a local.
You are a local.
I live on the block. It has always been my dream to have a place like this in my neighborhood that I can go that's also adorable. It's called The Hive. I'm basically living in an episode of Cheers. Cheers for basic bitches. I have a coffee shop.
You have a coffee shop. You're like friends.
I'm like friends.
Now you're friends. You just need five others, but not yet because too soon.
I don't want you to be jealous, but you'll have to come and visit my coffee shop.
Once it's safe, I will definitely come visit your coffee shop. What is your order?
My order is a black cold brew, their special winter blend, ice, no milk.
Okay, speaking of hard lefts, can we take one more?
Uh-huh. Let's just go, baby. Go, go, go.
So in this trip that I took, there was a lot of driving. I think all told 37 hours of driving were involved.
Yeah, and your boyfriend doesn't drive.
Right. So you end up having a lot of conversation. So we were listening to a bunch of podcasts, but then every once in a while I would be like, Dennis, thought experiment. And then I would ask him just, you know, a set of questions and we would both go off. Like, what if you could have any 10 animals... and they could all live in your home with you and everything would just work out, what would your 10 animals be? Like, Kathleen, what would your 10 animals be if you could have any 10 animals just living with you?
Different types of cats. Cats, 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 cats.
Just cats?
Cats. And then, like, maybe one tiny, cute little dog.
Oh, okay. I had like a Shetland pony, mm-hmm. a micro pony, mm-hmm. a pig that slept with me, mm-hmm. like a chicken, mm-hmm. A goat,
normal,
a fainting mm-hmm. goat, mm-hmm. you know, like a big giant mastiff.
What is a fainting goat?
They randomly faint and fall over.
Like Victorian ladies?
Yeah, exactly like Victorian ladies, minus the corset.
Okay, but why do they faint? Is there a medical anomaly?
I don't know if it's like low blood pressure or something. Google it. Hit the Googles and type in fainting goats videos, and they're so cute.
Fainting goats, why do they faint?
The best part is like they're small, so they don't have very far to fall.
Oh, there's all these pictures of goats like on their backs looking like they're suffering from rigor mortis. Like,
no, they just fall over and then like... pause and then they get back up again. They're great.
Have you ever fainted?
I got close.
Really?
Yeah, but I never actually did. Did you? Have you ever fainted?
I did, yeah. The first time I went to the gynecologist to ask for birth control, I was so nervous. I don't know why, but I fainted and I threw up in my mouth when I fainted.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. Did you, like, where were you standing up, laying down?
Luckily there's a chair right behind me and the chair caught me, but the receptionist was like, are you okay? And I was like, wow. You know, with a mouthful of vomit, I'll be right back.
I'll be back after this. I am sorry that happened to you.
Thank you. Preach.
But here's the question that I wanted to ask you. This is what Dennis and I figured out.
Okay.
What order do you want cosmetic surgery in, and what would you get done?
Oh, 100%. I'm going to start with Botox right in between my eyebrows. And then I'm going to get my nose fixed from cheerleading. Somebody fill in my nose, and like one nostril is higher than the other.
What? Then, was it a flyer? Did she fall on your nose?
Yeah, and I was a base. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have been a base too.
Let's see. What else am I going to do? I'm going to do like a little lipo on the outside of my thighs and the inside of my thighs. I'm going to get hair extensions. That doesn't really count as plastic surgery.
No, you can do that now. There's a wig store down the street for me.
And then I'm going to bank a little bit and mm-hmm. get a facelift the day before I turn 50. You know what, Bethany, this is kind of like a fucked up conversation to have about all the things you want to change about your body. You are perfect. Dennis is perfect. I, most importantly, am perfect.
No, I mean, yes, absolutely. You should not want to change anything. I'm just saying, like, if you could, mm-hmm. knowing that you're perfect.
Yeah.
You know, then what would you do? But of course you're perfect. Don't even worry about it.
I think truly that I am going to get a little nip of Botox this year. You know why? Because Neil bought himself a PS5. And so it's only fair that I spend the same amount of money on something very sort of trivial.
You know what? I think I'm going to have a third breast mm-hmm. added. In the middle.
You never have too many.
You know, if we're going to do something, if we're going to do like cosmetic surgery, let's just go crazy. Let's add a third mm-hmm. and fourth breast. Why the hell not?
I mean, an extra finger, I'll be better at social media.
Hell yeah. Have you seen the new surgery they're doing to pull women's faces up and give them cat eyes?
Yes.
It's the one where they put a bead in your cheek and then pull?
Yes. I've seen it on Instagram. It's insanity. Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah, I know.
I screamed. That's all. I want to get my deviated septum fixed mm-hmm. because I wore a nose strip the other night for the first time. Mm-hmm. And is that how everyone can breathe? Through their noses? Because I can't actually breathe through my nose.
Okay, that's a problem, but did you wear a nose strip because you have problems with snoring, or like you just are having problems with breathing?
Apparently I was having problems with snoring because Dennis woke up the next morning and hadn't slept and was very like overdramatically tired.
Yeah.
And was like, I've known you for almost 2 years and never have you snored that much. And then like 10 minutes later, he's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be me. I was just so tired. I wore a nose strip the next night and boy, they work.
I have been also snoring too, Bethany. I have. What's it all about? I don't know. My mom snores. I even woke myself up in the middle of a snore.
Did you do that like?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Where it sounds like someone dragged a table on a wooden floor.
It's bad. And Neil is like, you snore. And I'm like, I do not. And then he took video of me snoring. And
how dare he?
I know. So did you snore with the nose strip? Was it like cool?
Well, here's the problem. I'm so good at moisturizing at night that the nose strip quickly fell off. Like, I don't think I waited long enough. But he said it was better. I had also gotten an inhaler, and I think it was more of like an asthma thing. What? I don't know.
We are falling apart.
But here's that's the stand for my microphone. Falling apart.
You know,
falling apart.
2021, the year that we all fell apart and then slowly glued ourselves back together.
You know what, though? We can no longer say, I mean, I know I did it earlier in this episode, we cannot say that 2021 is going to be the year of anything, because we kept saying 2020 was going to be the year of awesomeness and the roaring 20s and life was going to, and look what it happened. It's like my grandma says, you can't get too happy, otherwise bad things will happen.
You're right. You can't get too happy, because once you do,
bad shit happens, and it's your fault for being happy in the first place. Thanks, Grandma.
Thanks, Grandma. Bethany, I don't know if you have ever done this.
Pooped on a plate?
No, of the same vein. I was so tired the other day that I sat down on the toilet with my underwear still on and I peed. Have you ever done that?
Kathleen.
You know you have. No. It's just something that people don't like to admit.
I'm not trying to, I really want to support you in this moment and catch you in your moment of vulnerability, but I cannot say that I have ever done that.
Really?
I have not done that. Why do you think it happened?
Because I sometimes just sleep in like t-shirt and underwear.
Sure, yeah.
And for whatever reason that night, I was sleeping in sleep shorts and an underwear and then a t-shirt. And I pulled down the sleep shorts thinking it was my underwear, sat down on the toilet. And then pretty soon I was like, what is this warm liquid coming up towards my belly button?
Classic muscle memory.
Yeah.
I you know, I have urinated in many articles of clothing. Famously, did I tell the story on the podcast about how I just peed in a dumpster?
No.
Did I tell that story?
But do tell, Bethany, please, because I like it when this get down and dirty.
This was at the beginning of COVID when we were everything was shut down, and so Dennis and I just went away for one day. We just drove around and we went up, and then we hiked in private, and then like came back. Right,
that's right. You got pee all over and the seat of the car rental.
Yeah, because all of the restaurants were closed, and so you couldn't stop anywhere on the highway to go to the bathroom. Yeah. And it didn't occur to me to just pee on the side of the road because my brain was too narrow. And so I tried to then just pee in a giant Starbucks cup, but turns out I have a bladder capacity of more than a Trenta.
That, and you know, that's impressive. Impressive.
Thank you.
B, I'm going to if you learn anything from me in this lifetime, it is that you rest your tailbone on the footboard of the car and let your stream go outward.
Goes out.
Goes out.
Yeah. And you told me that afterwards, and I am grateful for that because I kept that in mind this road trip, which I didn't need to use, thank God. But yeah, so and then the thing that I thought, like I thought that my bladder muscles were strong enough to stop the flow, but they were not. And so the flow continued over the lid of the Trenta, all over the car seat, and the whole car was covered in urine.
I keep seeing this thing on Instagram, and this would have been handy for you in that moment. It's like this machine that you use to like clean really dirty rugs or stuffed animals. And it's like, it looks like a vacuum hose, but the water is circulating through it.
Like a steam cleaner?
And all of the water comes up dirty. Ooh, is that what that is?
Like a steam cleaner? Probably.
Oh, I wonder if they make mini steam cleaners. I would like to steam clean everything in my house.
Especially your underwear. Soaked in urine.
Soaked in urine. I just had to buy new underwear. I had to go up a size.
Honey, I put on pants this morning and then they just split. So it's fine.
You know, it's like when underwear is too small for you, it's like torture. You know, the government should just put all of their enemies in underwear that's too small.
Cannot focus on anything else.
There's literally nothing worse. Yeah. Waterboard me day and night, but I will survive. You put me in underwear that's too small, my mind will literally go fucking crazy.
It's the worst. And if we really want to make them like talk, too small underwear and then slouchy socks. Put them in a pair of socks where the socks go under the heel and under the arch of the foot, and they still have to walk around all day.
Oh, God.
Oh, they're going to talk. Oh. They're going to spill all the secrets.
So I've been seeing stuff on Instagram that's like, you know, screw resolutions and screw like proclaiming that you're losing weight for the new year, which is cool. Love that. Don't want to hear about how you're restricting your calories for Jan 1. But then this other thing has been popping up that's giving me equal anxiety, and it's cleaning schedules.
Why?
Have you seen that?
Why? No.
It's like on Tuesday, make your bed and clean the bathroom. Like, oh. No, I do that once every 6 months. Every Tuesday, get out of here.
Every Tuesday, everyone knows Tuesday's your crying day. Tuesday's your crying. Wake up, make your bed, cry.
And then they want you to wipe the kitchen counters every night? Every night.
Look, I have many things to do every night. What's your night schedule? Tell me all the things you have to do at night.
I have to watch TV.
Yeah.
TV is very important.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen any good movies or TV shows lately?
I watched, there was this one Hallmark movie where the woman, where there's a ghost at a hotel and she comes to try to sell the hotel, but she can't because the ghost is there. And then she falls in love with the ghost and agrees to meet him every year.
That's every single Hallmark movie
spoiler
ever.
It's not the night before. It's like the ghost of Christmas past, or okay, like Christmas ghost. Hey, ghost, it's Christmas.
Ghost, it's Chris.
I highly recommend it anyway.
Okay, great.
What about you? What did you watch? What have you watched?
There's one on Netflix that I think you would really enjoy. It's called Bridgerton. Have you seen people talking about it?
Miron just asked me if I'd been watching it. Bridgerton.
I think I was chatting with Miron on Twitter or Instagram, something. Yeah. But apparently she's read all the books.
There's books? You
know, yeah, there's books. And I usually like don't watch things so I can binge the books and then watch it. But this I decided just to watch. So, you know, the whole thing with like Shonda Rhimes, she left ABC and then she signed this deal with Netflix. And this is her first Netflix project that she put out.
Does it take place in Victorian England?
It does.
Bridgerton.
Yes. And it's like the guy in it, Simon, oh my God, he's the hottest British old Victorian guy I've ever seen in my life.
Who plays Simon?
I don't know. He is like, how do I describe this in an intelligent way?
Simon.
He is like, wow, wow. My eyeballs be popping out of my head.
I cannot believe you just said that. Simon Bridgerton.
The Duke of Hastings.
Who is he?
Simon.
Ooh.
He is the most gorgeous man.
It's Paige. His last name is Paige.
I have ever seen.
Oh, yeah. He's a snack.
Baby, he's a whole damn meal. In the great words of Lizzo.
Yeah, no, he is a very good looking gentleman. Good on him. Those genetics. Well done, genetics.
Also, I have to tell you, and I know that this might be too cheesy for you. There's a book. It is my favorite book ever. Firefly Lane by Krista Hannah.
Two first names?
She writes all those, like, you know, sort of chicky novels.
Is the cover like a pair of sunglasses and a beach towel?
Precisely.
And it's called, like, Mood at Sunset.
Yeah. It's two best friends, and one like becomes a stay-at-home mom and the other one becomes like Oprah, but white. And Netflix is making it into a series. And I'm telling you, Bethany, if you need something delicious to just take your mind off of all of that British stuff that you're usually knee-deep in, Firefly Lane.
Thank you.
It's coming out February 2nd. Also, The Wilds. A new series on Amazon Prime, The Wilds. It's like, I don't even want to give too much away, but it's about teenage girls. The first episode is meh. The second episode is stellar. The rest of the series, totally stellar.
I was hoping you were going to say the rest of the series, totally meh.
Totally stellar.
Just really, really quickly, before we wrap up this episode, can I just make a couple of requests for the new year?
Okay.
There's a couple of sayings that I just really need to have them go away. Uh-huh. all of the feels. Can we stop saying that?
Why?
This movie is giving me all of the feels. Why?
No, because basically you're just saying that it's giving you the full spectrum round of emotions. Yeah. What's wrong
with that? Can we say that? Can we say this movie is giving me a full spectrum of emotions?
But it's not
this movie is taking me on a journey from happy to sad. Movie is giving me a rush of feeling unlike any I had experienced up until this point.
Yeah,
you know, all like, the feels is just like a dumbed down okay. version of that.
All right. Okay, I see what you're saying, but like it's just, it's just like not as sassy, you know? It's like
give me all the heels.
You know, it's like I'm not going to be a sass squatch. I'm going to be a sassy squatch.
Okay. I just feel like when corporations start using it, then it's over. Like Quiznos, these subs will give you all the feels. I definitely saw some store that had all the feels in the window. Like our stationery will give you all the feels.
Heinz ketchup.
I hate that.
It will give your hot dog all the feels.
All the feels. Mm. Like the way adulting needed to stop being a name. Yeah. Like we need to get rid of all the feels.
Okay, so noted.
We also need to stop saying that we're here for things.
Why?
Like Gal Gadot went blonde and I'm here for it.
But like, what if you are here for it?
But you can, there's another way, there are other ways of saying it. I'm just saying that we need to be a little bit more creative. It's one thing to have words that are really, you know, words definitely go through. If you look at the 70s, they were really into words like radical. I don't know, that was the 80s, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But these like, these entire phrases, they allow us to be lazy and not think of new ways to express ourselves.
No, Bethany, this is the way of the future.
No, it's not.
It's a language within a language. It also separates those who are cool and young and hip from the boomers. You know, like if I went to my mom and I was like, Mom, like your new hair is, I'm here for it. She wouldn't know what I was saying. And that is why I know that she is old and I am young. And cool.
Okay, but it's also like it just makes it so you can copy and paste phrases without having to think anymore about it. Just like think of a way that your mom's new hair makes you feel and then put those words together and form a thought and a sentence.
No, Bethany. No.
Oh, no.
No, Bethany.
No.
I know, Neil.
I am not here for it.
My husband hates it when I say Stan, and I say Stan for everything.
Stan has almost become an ironic thing now.
I am the hugest Grey's Anatomy Stan ever.
And you are, you know what? Stan is here to stay, and I'm here for it. Ing in the only heels.
Bethany, you know what? Bethany, cheer up in year 2021. Cheer up.
2021 is about standing all the feels and being here for it.
You know what? You need some dopamine. You know how you get some dopamine without drugs? You listen to music. You write down things that you have gratitude for. That's how you get dopamine. You need some Oxycontin. You know how you get Oxycontin without actual drugs?
You mean Oxytocin?
No. Oxytocin. Shit. Okay.
Girl, you need some natural Oxycontin. Okay.
You need some You know how you get oxytocin without actual drugs? You hold hands with someone that you care about. Play with a pet. You need some serotonin. You know how you get serotonin naturally? You get sun exposure. You go for a run. You do some deep breathing. And you need endorphins. And you know how you get endorphins naturally?
How?
You laugh, Bethany. And then you eat some dark chocolate.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week, my sweet baby angel love?
I feel like it should be epic for the end of the year, 2021. I don't know what I
learned. No. Make your what I learned this week like that ornament that's literally a plastic dumpster on fire and it says 2020.
Okay.
Just do what feels organic.
Okay. I learned that your refrigerator should be in between 35 and 40 degrees. And I'll tell you why. My fridge was feeling oddly warm and I had to shift things around, and because there like wasn't enough airflow, and I guess the part of the fridge in the back that like blows out the cold air was blocked by something. And I had a green juice yesterday and my body vomited it up because something in it went bad.
Wait.
Because my fridge was warm.
Wait.
My fridge was warm.
Did you just separate your body from you?
Yes, I did.
My body vomited.
I smelled it.
What were you doing?
I smelled it. And I was like, Mom, this doesn't smell great. But like green juice is expensive. I'm not going to waste this.
Yeah, it's like $5.
So I drank it. And then my body was like.
Wait. See, that's the problem with green juice is you can't tell when it's gone bad because it's green anyway.
Well, my fridge was too warm. And so I bought a fridge thermometer at Target, and then I realized that something was blocking the airflow. So anyway, gentle listener, I learned that you need to make sure that your fridge is in between 35 and 40 degrees to keep your food safe.
Shouldn't fridges already have thermometers in them or no?
My fridge is literally like as old as your Raggedy Ann doll. That's how old fridge is from the 70s.
Wow.
Bethany,
I'm glad your body vomited up the green juice.
Thanks. Bethany, what'd you learn this week?
I learned that you need to, if you are in a cold month.
Yeah.
I hate what I learned. I liked it and then I started saying it and I hated it.
Bethany, just have faith and confidence in what you learned.
I don't have faith in that one.
I have another what I learned. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
I learned that I had the same kitchen cabinets growing up as they do in Home Alone.
What? How did you learn that?
Because I watched the movie for like the 10,000th time and I was like, wait, I recognize those kitchen cabinets. Same cabinets, same drawers, same handle pulls, everything. Isn't that cool?
Where do you think they got them?
Probably Home Depot.
Yeah, bless Home Depot.
That was a really stellar what I learned this week.
I think I wrote one down.
I have another.
Keep going.
Doritos. I think I brought a show and tell with me. Do I have the bag? Oh, I do. I have the bag here to show you. Flamin' Hot Doritos.
Delicious.
So good.
Is that what you learned?
That is what I learned this week, in addition to all of the other things I learned. I have another.
I learned. Okay. You know what? Yeah, no, tell me your next one.
Okay, I have this seltzer in front of me. This new brand. Have you seen it?
I've not.
The flavor is apple ginger. This is so exciting. Should I try it?
Isn't that fun? Are you here for it?
Okay, I'm here for it. I'm so here for it. I stan seltzer so hard. Who is she?
Who is seltzer?
Bethany, this is delicious. Just this moment, I learned that apple ginger sparkling seltzer, damn delicious.
Okay, this is what I learned.
Finally.
Okay, this is what I learned. Mm-hmm. If you want to continue to embrace the whimsy, okay. I love candles. And if you love candles, yes. This is a fun thing to do.
Yes.
I have a little container. You can use a shot glass. Yes. I have a teeny tiny little Moscow Mule container, but it's the size of a shot glass.
It's cute. It's adorable.
Thank you. You put your matches in it.
Okay.
Here they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you know how those Strike Anywhere matchboxes have like the side that you strike on has like the sandpapery kind of side?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut that out and tape it to the bottom of the container. So now when you want to light a match in a whimsical way, you pull one out of the shot glass, you strike it on the bottom, and you can light your things. It's just a fun way to have your matches out and embrace the whimsy. There you go. That's what I learned.
I love that little Moscow Mule shot glass. That's a cocktail for a doll.
It is a cocktail. It's a cocktail for my new Raggedy Ann haunted doll.
Oh, goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. Well, we're wrapping up the year.
Fuck this year.
Do you have any regrets?
No. Nope. Because what could you regret? Not going out more? Do you have any regrets?
Yeah, I regret not attending more seances.
Can't not safe this year. The only safe place to be this year is the only person at a seance or the ghost on the other side, because otherwise you're getting corona.
I regret not doing more fucking.
Sexing. I'm here for it.
Sexing. All right. Bethany, where can people follow you on social media?
I haven't been posting much, but let's see what I put up. Go to Instagram at Ms. Bethany Watson or Twitter Radio Bethany. What about you, Kathleen?
I am Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
Great.
Yes.
The podcast is also on social media. You can follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. Plus, make sure you check out the fan group.
On Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast. Oh, I really quickly want to say thank you to the Taste Buds. I had somebody harassing me on Instagram and all other forms of social media on Christmas Day, and a bunch of taste buds jumped in and defended me and sort of helped, and also we are talking to police, so yay.
The taste bud army came to, they stood at attention.
Yes, I'm really grateful. Those of you who jumped in and helped, thank you. You know who you are.
Beyonce ain't got nothing on our taste bud, Army.
It's true.
If you want to leave us a voicemail or send us a text message, we play voicemails at the end of every podcast. Our phone number is 917-994-0353. This week, we're going to play out the podcast again with bloopers like we did last week.
Shout out to Charlotte for like secretly hoarding embarrassing things we do and say.
But gentle listeners, if you want to leave your wishes for 2021 or just, you know, how you would like to treat yourself a little bit better in the year 2021, we would love to play those at the end of the first episode next year.
Yes. We have a physical mailbox, an Acquired Taste podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
Did we say our email address?
Not yet.
Our electronic mail is anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. Our podcast is edited by Charlotte Gartenberg. You can follow her on Twitter at Shargar, on Instagram @lit_fuck.
And all of our videos that you see on social media are edited by Dennis Callow. You can follow him at DennisCallo.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
Oh, Bethany, just one, because it's the end of the year.
Oh, yes. For the full moon.
Oh, very good, myself.
Crack that back.
Crack that back. Ooh, girl.
And here are some bloopers from your beloved and Acquired Taste podcast. We love you. I'm born ready, girl.
You guys, you ladies, y'all, nope.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
And?
No, you go ahead. I'm not a scientist, but I have a vagina, and I know how babies are made. sorry. I feel a burp coming up. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Do it.
Ooh, it's stuck in there.
Don't force it. Just let it happen.
It's stuck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not. A burp isn't like. Okay. Charlotte, edit all this
out. Don't you dare edit all this out.
Oh, excuse me. There's a bubble. It's coming up. There it goes.
There it is. All right.
Okay. All right. Can I start this one?
Totally.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you. Am I hurting your feelings?
No.
Check, 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 motherfucker, motherfucker. Check, 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 in your pants. Woof.
Lentils.
Loki just found treats on the table. Hold on, I want you to listen to this.
Dude, you're not even chewing. Loki, you gotta chew, buddy.
What the hell? I just realized he doesn't chew. Those were hard treatsins, and he did not. There's no crunching noises. There are just lapping noises. He is not chewing. Dude, bro. How do you teach a cat how to chew?
You've got some deep-seated issues there.
Oh, my God.
With comfort innovations that add the blah, blah, then pick what you think. Let that blah, blah, blah.
They have cat CBD on there, pet CBD.
Unfortunately, one thing led to another and I burned it down.
The monkey didn't kill her, spoiler alert, it's fine.
Roku. Is the Beth, edit, is the Beth, edit. Sorry, Charlotte. Edit. All
no, it's okay. You don't have... No, don't edit. We can be normal.
Okay.
Mistakes happen.
No, take that out. Don't... Charlotte. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Charlotte. Fuck. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Charlotte.
I'm not. I am. I'm not. I mean, you know. Feel free to cut that down, Charlotte. Woof. Hey, Charlotte, can you make the last part sound like we're eloquent? Charlotte, help us.
Neil, you can pee, quick. I'm so sorry. He's been sending me text messages that he's got to pee. Neil!
I'm coming. Text me back.
Fast, boy, fast. You know, Neil, he was going to go in the sink, I bet, and that's just not something.
Here's the thing. I don't know why guys don't go in the sink more. If I had a penis, I would go to the bathroom in the sink all the time.
I would go in the trash can.
I would be going anywhere. You couldn't put me anywhere. There'd be like vases filled with urine.
Yeah, you could pee in right into a bottle. I mean, I don't know why he needs to interrupt our podcast to do this.
You are not taking advantage of all of the different places you can pee.
Unfortunately, one thing led to another and I burned it down.
Was that okay?
That was good.
Okay.
I like that.